In Randolph County and from us around, everybody loves that smooth sound. Radio Ransparta means WHCO.
Car folks on the go, it's 1230. Oh.
That's WHBO. We love to have you with us. We want you all to know. You're welcome on WHCO. Randolph County Radio.
From Rio Country, 1230 and 97.3 WHCO. Time now for the People Speak program. We're taking your calls at 443-2121 or toll free 877-443-1230. Now, the People Speak.
Good morning, 927. People Speak, I'm Jeff. We're talking to Kaylin from the Communications Specialist, if I got that right. From we'll still call it the Human Service there at this point.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me. I'm excited to be back with you and chatting. We always have really good discussions, so I'm excited to be back in the studio today.
Okay. And I guess what we'll be talking about today is sort of why I said what I just said.
Yeah. We are doing we have rebranded. Very exciting news. So I'm super excited to share it with you guys.
All right. I'll tell you what. Let's take a break and we'll come back and find out all about that. You're listening to The People Speak on Real Country 1230 and 97.3 WHCO. We'll be right back. And welcome back. People Speak. Talking with Kaylin from the, we'll just call it the Human Service Center. And we'll let her kind of explain a little bit about why I'm saying that way.
Yes. So we have rebranded over at Human Service Center. It's very exciting news. We have been just chomping at the bit to share it with the community because it has been underway for more than a year now. So I have been eating, sleeping, breathing this rebrand, but it's been so worth it. The payoff has been amazing and the feedback from the community has been even more welcoming and encouraging. So we're really excited about the future and just moving forward. So I would love to just kind of introduce you guys to the new brand, if you don't mind. So I wish I could show it to you visually, but I'll just have to kind of explain it to you. But you can go and check out our Facebook page, facebook.com/ourcomwell, to go and check out our logo and all the stuff that we've got going on over there. So like I said, this has been kind of ongoing for more than a year, kind of a lot of back and forth. And we really wanted to make sure that we fully encompassed everything that we did over at Human Service Center. That's what I'm going to call it right now until we kind of over at Human Service Center, because we kind of felt like there was that Human Service Center didn't really fully encompass all of the things that we were doing. And we got so many questions all the time about what is it? What do you guys do? And our name didn't really relay to the things that we did or the services that we provided specifically. Mm-hmm. So we really knew that it was probably time to rebrand. And I mean, we've been around for a long time. We hit our 45th, actually around right now. Oh, wow. But we were, we actually began in 1971 and then we were established about 4 years later. So we've been around for a long time. And what's super cool about our agency is that we were really founded on services. And so the name kind of just, you know, went along with that at that time. But as we continued to grow, we needed to put more emphasis on the branding in itself, something that people could relate to, something that meant something to them. And so, we were just like, I think that we were all just kind of like, I think that it's time. So we decided to start having meetings and discussing more about our agency and what we did and kind of having like a clear mission and vision. Because like I said, there were so many times in the community where people were like, what do you do? Or we would get calls from people that thought they were getting a hold of someone else and or thought that we had affiliations with someone that we didn't. And so we wanted something that was really going to set us apart. And so that's how we kind of arrived at where we are today. And so when we sat down and chatted with our leadership, sat down and chatted with the board, something that kept coming up that we are just, our central focus is community wellness. That is our central focus. We want to bring wellness to our communities. And however that is, you know, we want to figure it out. We really want to bridge those gaps. And so we were thinking more along the lines of community wellness. We were like, what can we do with community wellness? We don't want to be a community wellness center,
right?
You know, mm-hmm. and something kind of fall outdated with the trendiness of the words. And so and we really wanted to be more of a company focus. So we decided to kind of combine those two words, community wellness, and we came up with Calmwell, where community meets wellness. And so something that's really cool about our brand is that everything serves a purpose. Like I said, just even down to our name, Calmwell, you know, where community meets wellness, those two words coming together to create our agency. So we really want to be the beacon of community wellness. We want to bridge those gaps, and, you know, whatever people need, we want to be able to reach out into the community and make sure that they're receiving the services that they need. And we want to provide the services that they need,
because this term will encompass more overall the types of things that are available,
yeah,
that you provide to the community.
Yeah So with Human Service Center, there was a lot of confusion about, I mean, I can't even, you know, all the different calls that we got, we were like, that is, you know, we don't know anything about that. But whenever we kind of broke down what our goal and our mission is right now, it's community wellness. And so Calmwell just came super easily and really seemed to fit our mission and what we were doing over there. So like I said, we, you know, have been working on this for a long time. And something that was really important to us was our staff feedback. We wanted to know why they serve it at Calmwell, why they serve here, what is important to them, you know, because everyone has such a giving heart and such a service-oriented heart to work with the community and make sure that they're receiving everything that they need down to their unique services. And so by communicating with them and hearing feedback from them on why they do what they do, because really Calmwell isn't anything without the people that work for Calmwell and the people that, you know, are out in the field and are serving the community. And so that was just another thing that we heard back from them was community wellness. And we kept hearing it. And we were like, okay, we have to make this happen. And so we did. And then alongside of that, with our staff, we wanted to hear from them also, like I said, but that is how we came to our mission and vision and values.
Okay. So this is something that's been in the planning stages for a period of time.
Yes. I'm so excited. I can finally let you guys in on the secret. It's so exciting and so fun. And
you haven't let it slip once yet. You
know? And we haven't. We have somehow. I don't know how, because we are with people all of the time, and things were kind of, we were starting to get, when we filed for our name change, we were starting to get some bounce back because some people had us in their, you know, service or in their documents or as Human Service Center, and they're like, this isn't matching up. And we were like, oh no, we are going to have to act swiftly and make sure that we get this out to the community. And so that's what we did.
Right. Yeah. Because normally in these type of things, you'll hear, you know, little bits and pieces slip out every once in a while. It's like, yeah, hey, I heard that they're changing their name.
Yeah. Like, yeah. And I felt, and you know, we are known for being the best kept secret in Southern Illinois, but no longer. This was the last secret that we are keeping. And from there, we are inviting you guys along on the journey and everything that we have coming. So we're super excited for the future of Calmwell and everything that's coming up and, you know, what you guys can expect.
I think you kind of touched on it, but I mean, the name changes, but the commitment remains the same.
Yes, absolutely. And I think that is something that we really want to make sure the community understands, is that we are still the same agency that you've come to know and love and depend on. I mean, we are still exactly the same. Our core beliefs have not changed at all. The only thing that's changed is our appearance in a way. And that was even with the best of intention to set us apart and put us in a upright position to where we can properly serve and to where we can, you know, be recognizable to people and be welcoming, and, you know, people can see themselves in our agency and be able to reach out and know exactly who we are and what we do and what we stand for.
So what are some of the different types?
With the different types of what
different types of services that you do
all? Yeah, we have so many different services. We have behavioral health services, substance use counseling services. We have it's been a minute since I've given this pitch. We do a lot of stuff, and that's one of the reasons we wanted such versatility with our rebrand. We also serve adults with intellectual and developmental disabilities. We serve them through a daytime program. We also have a residential facility for them, and we have a residential facility for adults with mental illness. So we do a lot. We have our hand in a lot of areas. And so, you know, for us to be able, you know, we couldn't just be a counseling agency. We couldn't just be a DD program. We had to really encompass our entire community, because that is the heart of what we do, is serving them. And so, you know, the versatility of all of it is really what was important to us. And so that's kind of where our logo, you know, has a very specific meaning as well. So if you, you know, take a look at that, it's, I'll try to explain it again because I can't show visual, but it's just these three squares, and they're all connected by one single hollow square in the middle. And the purpose of that and the point of that, and the reason that that stuck out to us so much, is that we serve such different types of communities, not only geographically, but just each person individually. And so it could be broken apart into all of our different programs. It could be broken apart into each person's different type of health, whether it's physical or mental or emotional or spiritual, whatever that type of health is that they're needing. We want to be the we want to be the agency that bridges the gap between all three of those areas, or all of those multiple areas, and all of the boxes are different sizes, because it all varies depending on what people are needing and when they're needing it. And so that was really important to us, that we found something that had, you know, differences, but was all connected together and served the purpose of one cohesive agency and what we're able to do for them. And at Comwell, that's going to be hard for me to get used to, but at Comwell, you know, no program is more important than the other, but we all work together to bring this message of community wellness. And that's how we do it, is by, you know, the versatility, the differences, and serving people uniquely in the way that they need.
All right. I'll tell you what, let's take our next break here. And we will come back and talk some more with Michaela from Comwell, now we can say.
Yes.
Formerly the Human Service Center. We'll be back here on the People Speak right after this. And welcome back. Got about 6 minutes left in the program today, talking with Michaela from Comwell. We'll get used to calling it that.
Yes, I know. I'm getting used to it too. I was talking to some staff the other day, some of which who have been there for about 30 years. And they're like, this is going to be really hard to get used to. So we understand it's going to take everyone quite a bit to get used to. So we are, you know, we'll be in the in-between for a little while. But
one of those where you run into someone in the street. Oh, where do you work? Oh, I work at the Human Comwell.
Yeah. Exactly. I'm like, oh, what's that? I'm like, well, let me tell you. So what I love about Comwell, too, is I think it's a really memorable, you know, especially whenever you get the tagline in there and you understand, like, what Comwell means or what it stands for. It's like, oh, okay, yeah. Like, that makes so much sense when people are thinking or seeking out community wellness. You know, we'll be there, hopefully at the forefront of their mind when they're doing that. So I did want to share with you guys kind of our new vision and mission, because it has changed and evolved to better serve the, you know, serve our commitment of community wellness. So I did want to share that with you guys. So Comwell is committed to empowering individuals to pursue growth and wellness by promoting positive, healthy changes for individuals and communities through engagement, education, treatment, and recovery. So all of these things were really important for us to include, like I said, because we're so diverse and we serve such diverse communities, and, you know, the whole person is something that we're really passionate about serving. And so there's all these different ways that we provide a lot of services, and there's a bunch of different ways that we provide those services. So we wanted to make sure that, you know, everything that we were kind of, a lot of thought went into everything. And so we wanted to make sure that everything kind of encompassed really the weight of what we do there. So
you want to make sure you get everything right, you know.
Yeah.
So that's why probably it took this period of time.
Oh, yes.
Because it's like, well, what about the online? That's not really what we're looking at, but
yes,
maybe this, you know.
Yes, exactly. It's like a bunch of puzzle pieces along the way, you know, when we just kind of, the first thing that we did, like I said, was stripped everything back and got down to the core of who we are. Like, who is, you know, what does our agency do? What do we want? What is our goal? And whenever we did that, we kind of just were able to start kind of grasping and, like, reaching out, or we would try to put a puzzle piece in and we're like, no, that doesn't exactly fit what we do. And so it was a very intentional process between the leadership and the board, and then, like I said, also the staff, and making sure that they identified with what we were doing, because if they can't relate that, if they can't identify to that vision and that mission, then it's the wrong one, you know. And so we really wanted to make sure that we were intentional with all of that, and it's something that we're extremely proud of, and we really think that we, you know, we got it. And so we're very excited to move forward. We've got a lot of fun stuff that we're looking forward to, and just being able to, you know, continue marketing strategies and marketing. That was another thing too. We would want to do all this marketing, but we knew personally that we weren't going to be Human Service Center for much longer. So we didn't want to do all of this, these big marketing plans, and then get our name out there, and then people be like, whoa, what? And, you know, have to slam the brakes, and we would be completely different. So we kind of took this year to, you know, kind of just structure, strategize, get everything set up so that we were ready to go as soon as it was time to launch. And so, like I said, that was really intentional, and there was a lot of thought that went into it, and it's something that we're really proud of, and we have a lot of stuff coming up. So actually, if you don't follow us on Facebook, definitely recommend that you go do that, because there's going to be a lot of updates coming through there. And, you know, of course, we encourage the community to help us in sharing and enjoying the excitement as well of it, because, you know, they're being reintroduced to our agency in a different way and in a different light, and hopefully one that brings more clarity. And so, you know, engaging in those posts and sharing them with the community, and making sure that you are spreading that news, because there are people in our community that need these services. And a lot of time they haven't known where to go, but we want to make sure that they know that we're here. And so that's a really awesome way that people can get involved. And then also, we do have our landing page up right now for our website. So like I said, this has been a huge process, huge undertaking. And one of the things with that is our website was so outdated previously. If anyone had taken a second to look at it, it had fallen outdated. And, you know, so we really wanted to, you know, huddle around and be like, okay, how can we not only put together a website that represented what we did, but also that's functional and easy to use for people, that people can go to our website and receive services immediately, that they can, you know, that's, it's functional, that they can click and book an appointment or ask for an appointment or ask for help or whatever it is that they're needing. We want to make the bridge that much easier to cross, and we want to make receiving help extremely easy. So that was a big intention of ours with our website. And so the website has been a heavy lifting, as anyone knows, you know, putting together a website, but we do all these different things. And so we have to make sure that all that information is included on the website. So that is coming soon, and it is almost done, which we are really excited to share with everybody. It's just www.comwell.us, and which, you know, is a really cool domain. But we have our landing page up right now, which is just kind of a snippet of who we are, what we do, so that people know where they can go and they can receive services on there as well, just by clicking our phone number, and they can, you know, call us immediately. But yeah, we have our website coming, and that's super exciting. There's a lot of fun stuff kind of on the horizon, but you'll have to follow our Facebook page to see and keep up with everything.
So it was kind of neat the way you explained it. This whole process involved everybody that works there, correct?
Oh,
it wasn't,
yeah,
just one or two people or a small group of people.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And that is something that we will always stand on, you know, as an agency, is inclusivity and making sure that everyone's voice is heard, because that's really what we stand for. We stand for, you know, people, and we want, you know, these are our staff, people that are actually providing these services. We wanted to hear from them, because they're very important, you know. And that was something I was talking to someone else about, is like, rolling out to the community is, of course, you know, so exciting and so much fun and everything, but really introducing the rebrand to our agency was, our inner agency was even so much more, like, so exciting, because just seeing their faces and being able to see them identify with everything, and, you know, their feedback was so awesome, and that was something that was really, really important. So it was very, very inclusive process. Yes.
Okay, quickly, that website again was what?
Yes, the website that you can visit is www.comwell.us.
So, okay.
Yeah.
All right, Makaylin, thanks for being with us, and we'll look forward to
everything
coming
up.
Changes
coming
up here.
Yes. Make sure you're following us on Facebook and keeping up with our updates.
All right, Makaylin from Comwell, formerly or, you know, currently AKA Human Service Center, but
yes.
We will talk to you again next time here on The People Speak. Have a great day.